NPR's Business News starts with jail time for a financial crime. "50 years of jail time. That's the length of the sentence handed down by a federal judge to a Minnesota businessman. His crime was running a Ponzi scheme that cheated investors out of more than $3.5 billion. Minnesota Public Radio's Martin Moylan reports.
Tom Petters was a big shot in Minnesota. He ran a company whose holdings included Sun Country Airlines, the Finger Hut Catalog Company, and Polaroid. But it turned out most of Petters' companies lost money, except for the one that bilked investors out of billions of dollars. Investors thought they were financing the purchase of consumer electronics, but the goods didn't exist. The investors' money supported Petters' companies and his millionaire lifestyle for more than a decade. Jurors convicted Petters last December. B. Todd Jones is the U.S. attorney for Minnesota.
Tom Petters was a fraud. Tom Petters built his life on deceit and lies.
Jones wants the sentence to be a warning to other corporate crooks.
With the emphasis that the Department of Justice has on financial fraud, these days you're going to get the full treatment.
At sentencing, Petters said he felt sorry for investors, but admitted no role in the fraud. For NPR News, I'm Martin Moylan in St. Paul.